Alternative for the Front Range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio, or you can send us a Facebook message, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Katie.
Hey, Katie, what's your question for Marla?
I have a question regarding my brother. He's going through a transition. He's transgender.
Okay.
And he's having a real hard time just about with every aspect of life right now. And I'm just kind of wondering if there's a light at the end of the tunnel for him.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Yeah. What is his, if you want to give me a fake name, just make something up, but that gives me permission to tune into him. Give me a name for him.
Oh, it's Cole.
Cole.
C-O-L-E.
Okay. And let's just see how he's going to do with all, or how he's going to continue to do with all of this, and if things are going to get, you know, easier for him, or if he's going to be able to at least find a path of peace within himself and with his friends. Okay. Cards I'm pulling initially, I'm getting Virgo, Aquarius, Libra, any of those, him or you?
He was born December 14th, so I'm not
That's
sure
That's a Sagittarius, and what is your birthday?
November 12th.
Okay, so you're the Scorpio. Okay, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
So just because you guys aren't any of those zodiac signs doesn't mean that this is incorrect. This just kind of gives me a little bit more specifics on what to say. I show that he needs... He needs his time alone. He needs his quiet time. He needs, like all of us, just to be respected for his own, for who he is, his beliefs, his values, and all of that. And he is coming into his own. Now, may I ask, if it's not too personal, is he transgendering from male to female or female to male?
Male to female.
Okay, so this makes sense, what I'm seeing here. Okay, I show a detachment. So if he's wanting people to give him space, or if he's wanting the opposite, people to come in and be more around him, just kind of ask him what he needs. What kind of, you know, say, how can we support you? What is it that you're needing from me that would be very helpful right now? And so just keep asking him. And if he says he doesn't know, then just try to be as normal as you can around him, and respect what he needs and what he wants. There does show a light at the end of the tunnel. I actually show new beginnings. I actually show deep pleasure and happiness coming. If I had to give you a timeline, how old is he?
He will be 23.
Okay. I really like the age of 25 and up. So I think 25 is a very magical number for him. I don't know if this is when he's going to be either finishing or beginning the procedure, if he's going to go through with surgery, or, you know, there's so many choices for that kind of life change. And it just feels 25 is a mile marker in this whole event. It's not an event, this whole life change for him, but it does look good. It does get better when he gets into his 30s, or I should say, the 30s are more, even more significant as far as development and growth and huge, huge confidence in himself. Okay. But he's going
to
be okay.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. It's 94.3 The X, and psychic Marla Mitchell is in the studio. 1-800-595-2943. Send us a Facebook message. If you can't get to the phones, 94.3 The X. We'll take a quick
We didn't do birthdays today.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry about that. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying to me. Yeah, I totally
I'm
skipped
at
that.
Her.
I'm sorry. Birthdays today in numerology. What year is that?
And happy
that
birthday. Molly's is tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
See how scattered she is? She's getting another year older.
Yeah. Going on. 52.
Okay. So if today is your birthday, you are in a 9 personal year. Now, this is significant because if you've been listening for the last year, personal years run from 1 to 9 and then back to 1 again. So it's like a 10-year phase. So Congratulations, you're in a nine. But hey, whoa, you're in a nine, because a nine is a year of transformation and change. And what it means is that whatever isn't serving a purpose in your life, you need to let go of or change it or work or change you, basically, to make everything feel more like who you are and who you are becoming. This is a year to release yourself emotionally, mentally, and physically. It is a year to release something to get something in return, because when you get done with this 9 year, next year, 2017, you're going to be in a one. And a one is new jobs, new opportunities, things just fall in your laps. It's a whole new beginning. It's a whole new attitude for you. Let's say it's your 9 year, you know, and the nine is strongest now. Let's say you didn't have a whole lot of change. You're still married. You're still in the same job. You're still in the same house. But I bet if you look at yourself, you changed emotionally. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you changed an eating habit, or maybe you just changed your perspective on things. So just kind of look at how you shifted this year, and then whatever you let go of, it will be replaced bigger and better next year. So the rewards will come with however much you're willing to release this year. Mm-hmm. But it can be, some 9 years can be really tough for people.
Yeah.
They just can. You can change jobs several times.
Yeah. Like, that's what happened to me.
And you can move a lot, too. So.
Yeah.
And you can go through relationships. But it's really, really worth it, because when you start your one, you want to start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so get through it, you know, power through it, and you're going to be fine.
Yeah. And it's probably strongest around this time.
Yes. Because it's
last month through next month, probably through the end of the year.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the strongest around your birthday. So those of you, September, October, November, this is your nine is really strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the one will kick in probably more so around spring of next year. You'll start feeling more one energy.
Okay.
And new beginnings.
That moment when you remember there's a station that plays the kind of music that makes you feel good.
Okay. Now I get you. That's cool.
94.3 The X. Front Range Alternative.
Today happens to be Hillary Clinton's birthday.
Yes. That means she's in a nine.
Yeah.
And if you listen to what I just said, nine means change. Major change.
Well, and this is like a universal year nine too, right?
I think it is. I have to go check. But yeah, Hillary's in a nine, which means... Okay. Next year, 2017, is a whole new beginning for her.
Yeah, 1 year opportunity.
So you could assume, if you want to assume, that maybe she could win the presidency and that the one turning in January could be the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, Trump is in a two.
Which is all about relationships.
And how many people has he...
pissed off.
Can I say pissed off on the air?
I think so. Said it.
But he's trying to make new relationships, and he's also burning some bridges. So it's all very interesting.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, it is very interesting.
How they're reacting to their personal year.
Yeah. Now, I know we have one person calling, but before we take that call, I want to kick off spirit animals, because those are always super popular.
Yes.
Since we're on the topic of politics, we've done Hillary Clinton, we've done Trump. What about some of the other candidates, like spirit animal for Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson. Wow, right? I don't know what this means, but right away I saw a weasel. So,
I had a weasel.
Yeah, you had a weasel.
Yeah, I liked the meaning.
But he turned into one in my head.
So
he just turned into this little weasel, and his little head popped up.
Gary.
Weasel, ferret, you know, in the same family, but they're very cute little animals.
But are adorable.
He is a little weasel, yes.
All right. What about Jill Stein?
Jill Stein, my first hit, I see a white, hold on, I'm seeing what size it is. It's small. It's a white dove.
Oh.
So she has a dove.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, we get a lot of white animals here. We were saying that last week.
There was some white, it just depends. I don't know any significance between white and, you know, a jaguar or, you know, a tiger with stripes. It's just white is just, it's easier for me to see if it does come in with white. But
All right. Cool. Spirit animals. If you want to know what yours is, give us a call. 1-800-595-2943 or on Facebook, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
Jen.
Hey, Jen, what's your question for Marla?
I think, well, I'm kind of feeling really scattered all over the place, but if I was going to do more of a focused reading, maybe let's go the Avenue of Love.
Love. All right. Let's look at love for you. Okay. Good question. Let's see. All right. Flipping cards. Right off the bat, I get Pisces energy. Are you a Pisces, yes or no?
No.
Are you a Scorpio, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Oh, and I pulled one more. Leo, yes or no?
No.
Okay. That's okay. Like I said, not all my cards have the zodiac signs on them, but when they do come up, it gives me more information for you. So right off the bat, I show that the world is changing around you as far as love goes, that you are on path. Are you in a relationship? Or are you seeking one? Or just without giving me too much information. Say that again.
I am in one.
You're in one. Okay. So the fact that the world is changing and I show that you're on path, it can mean a couple things. It can mean that relationship is morphing. It can also mean that relationship morphing either towards an end or morphing towards a more stronger commitment. The card crossing it is a card of, like I said earlier, path. And that means you're right where you're supposed to be in love. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, this is what your soul needs to learn as far as the matters of love. I've got a lot of drama going on there. I got the Pisces card. So since you're not Pisces, it means that there's some ups and downs, and maybe you're going through some difficult challenges with love. And if you're not, then hang on, because it may be coming towards you. And it doesn't have to be that the love is in jeopardy. It could just be that there are things around you that may cause challenges in the relationship, whether it's children or in-laws or friends, you know, all kinds of things can affect our relationships. Then I show, oh, it's even more. Then I show interference, and I show that you are needing to be very strong here. There are choices coming up for you, a fork in the road. So this could be where you may be thinking of leaving the relationship or making some major changes regarding the relationship. The Scorpio card is known as the death card. Now, that doesn't mean hands down it's going to end, but it does show a huge change in the relationship. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
A major change. Okay. So that could be like one of you wanting to completely change your career paths, and it affects both of you, or one of you wanting to move and the other one like, no, that would affect my job. Or there's something major coming up for this relationship that could be very, very important. It could also just be that you're going from dating to getting married, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels to be more of a personal type of change for both of you guys. Love is present. So I guess my guidance would be to, if you want the relationship to continue to grow, it needs to be made a priority in your life. Put your spouse, put your boyfriend, I don't know which it is, put them first if this is what you want. If it's something where you have another part of your life that's really more of a priority, then you need to be honest with yourself and say, look, you know, my job is more important right now. And then that's what you pursue. Do you understand?
Yep, makes sense.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, Jen.
Don't want to creep you out or anything.
But
we're feeling the vibe right now.
You going to listen to all that new rock alternative?
And I think you like us.
You want to split it?
94.3 The X, Front Range Alternative.
94.3 The X, who's this?
Hi, this is Marla.
Hey,
hi, Marla.
What's your question for Marla?
right, I do have a question for Marla.
Okay.
So my parents are currently living in Ohio, but they are planning on retiring and moving their fifth wheel out here and being closer to family and their grandchildren. And I was just wondering if they plan on doing it in about a year. And I was just wondering if their plans look good.
Viable, if it's going to happen, all of that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're in Ohio or Idaho? Ohio?
They're in Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's just kind of see. Can you give me, if you want to give me fake names, or just give me their first names only?
Barry and Susie.
Barry and Susie. Okay. All right. Wow, the cards look really good. So I pull the pregnancy card for them, which means, you know, no one's pregnant, but it means they're planning next year, 9 months or less, is their plan to move this direction. And it feels like least the cards are showing it's more female oriented. Like, is your mom pushing for it more than your dad, or is it pretty mutual?
It's pretty mutual.
Okay.
But my mom's probably ready to get out of their house. Lost my brother about 3 years ago in the house.
Mm. Oh, dear.
She's ready to have a clean,
yeah, a clean, fresh start. Okay, because it just feels like she feels to be more motivated. I do think it's going to happen. I do feel that they're going to be very happy wherever they move to, especially if they come this direction. It feels good. I also pull peace and joy. There are some things that are out of their control. Mm-hmm. One of the things I want to say is, tell them to make sure their fifth wheel is in really good condition.
Yes.
Don't know why, but I have a weird feeling it might break down.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to be right.
It might be my dad's truck.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be right in this case. So okay. There's a lot of times I really want to be wrong. And so I'm hoping, you know, as long as they get everything checked, of course, you know, if you break down, you get it fixed. But it just costs more money, and it can alleviate stress if they get everything checked ahead of time. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
But it does feel good. But make sure that they've got, you know, and just tell your dad, I don't know if he believes in psychics, but just tell your dad, it doesn't hurt. Spend the extra money up front and get everything checked on that truck. Okay?
Okay. Well, he told me to call you.
Well, then you tell him I said to get everything checked on that truck.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. It's 94 through the X. We'll go to Facebook now. This one is from Jackie. She says, she's looking for some relationship feedback. A few months ago, started dating a guy named Travis, and it's been going really great so far. They each have a child from previous relationships, and it seems like a good fit, but she just wants to see if there's a future with them or not. And she did give some zodiac signs. So
okay, well, let's see what I pull initially, and then we can... Okay, I got Scorpio right away.
Okay.
And then, let's see what else. And Scorpio's in a good place, and I get Aquarius. Okay. And that's it for the signs.
Okay. Well, they're both Sagittarius, but she's on the Scorpio cusp.
Okay, sweet. So. Well, Scorpio is coming in, the death card is coming in above. Mm-hmm. And above means hopes and dreams and fears.
Okay.
So she's calling to ask, is this going to work? Is this mm-hmm. going to last? So there's a fear that this could blow up because, you know, we sometimes get in this mode of, oh, this is too good to be true.
Yeah. Well, especially wow. they each have a child. So
they've been through a huge breakup, each of them. Yeah. There is indecision. I get fork in the road. But you know what? I pull the love card and I pull the marriage card and I pull... control, meaning let go of control, enjoy it as it grows and blossoms. I think it has a really good chance for survival, the relationship. Okay. I do feel like the male, Travis, she said, he may be the one that has more fear.
Okay.
But he will get through it. And it's just, you know, don't push. Everyone needs to work on their own stuff. But it does have a good, I'm going to say good for longevity. Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful.
It does. It looks good.
Cool. That was for Jackie on Facebook, 94 through the X. Also have one from Lisa. She has several questions here. I think she's looking for like a general reading. She says, is she ever going to get married or have kids? Is she going to be financially stable and lose weight?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Let's look at the marriage and have kids. It's Lisa. Does she happen to give an age? I do great with numbers. And if she's lied, maybe she can just type her age.
Not.
Okay. Let me just see what we get for that. So let me see. Lisa, is she going to get married and have kids? Did she say what her sign is? I got Capricorn, Virgo, Leo.
Should have asked.
Wow. She's pulling all kinds of Pisces. She's pulling them all. Okay. Taurus, Aquarius. Wow. Lisa, you have a lot of, stuff going on. Okay. You pulled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 major cards in just this 1-10 card spread. And when you pull that many majors, this means there's a lot of stuff going on in your life.
She's a Capricorn. Did you pull that?
Oh, yeah. It's the first one I pulled.
Okay.
Devil card, Capricorn. So you're not a devil, but you are a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And that's known as the devil card in Tarot. And the devil card just means that sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. more than most zodiac signs. Capricorns, you know, sometimes they set goals that are really hard to achieve, and then they overcommit, and then they tend to shoot themselves in the foot a bit because they want to be so helpful and they're so committed and so strong that sometimes they just bite off more than they can chew. And so, Lisa, my advice to you is just take it slow. Don't overcommit. Don't overdo things. Don't go into fear as much as far as love. I do feel, wow, I can see a wedding, a marriage down the road. I don't know how old you are, but it doesn't matter. My mom is 86 and she has a 99-year-old boyfriend.
No.
I kid you not. So
it's adorable.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You will find love at any age. And I do see marriage for you. So hang in there. As far as the weight loss, don't bite off more than you can chew. And by that, I mean, don't set a goal of, I've got to lose 30 pounds in the next 3 months. Lose a couple pounds. You know, just start out small. 3 pounds a month, I think, is healthy. And just try to not do things that are impossible for you to maintain. In other words, set a healthy goal for yourself, something that is a lifestyle change, so that you can continue to lose weight and get to your optimum health, and then maintain that I don't want to call it a diet, that eating lifestyle. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I do see, it's up to you, but I do see a chance of losing the weight, absolutely getting married. As far as children, that one is not set in stone. It's a possibility. You could meet someone who has a child or children, but the children card does not come up, but it doesn't mean no. It just means hasn't been decided yet. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That was for Lisa on Facebook, 94 through the X. 94 through, whoops, okay.
they got tired of holding.
They did. 94 through the X, who's this?
Hi, this is Melody.
Hey, Melody, what's your question for Marla?
Well, Marla, you gave me a cold reading actually not that long ago, and it was so transformative, so I wanted to thank you for that. And now I'm hoping for a work-specific
okay.
Reading.
Good. So you liked the cold reading? It made sense?
It did, and I have to say, one of the things you said is you told me to stop being afraid, and it was like the universe gave me permission, and that has been such a big change.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for listening, not just listening to the show, but listening to what I say, because I coach and I give spiritual advice. And it does help if you pay attention to and admit, okay, yes, I do have fear in me and things like that. It does help people shift and change by just recognizing or being more aware of where they're tripping themselves up, right? So let's look at work for you. Oh, nice. I'm pulling Sagittarius. I'm pulling Aquarius. Either of those you?
No.
Okay, no worries. All right. Sagittarius means patience, balance. Take your time, no rush. Aquarius means detach from drama, detach from things that don't serve your highest good. So you're wanting to change jobs or just, what is it you're wanting to happen?
I have two jobs, and one is, you know, it's not my favorite, but it pays the bills, and the other I have a lot of fun at, and I sense a huge offer coming, so it could take me away from my family more. So.
Yeah, I'm going to agree that there is a change coming because I pull a new opportunity card in the environment area of the spread, and environment shows Ace of Pentacles or new job, so this could be a promotion. Now, what's interesting is there's because of the way the cards are lying down in front of me and everything's making a pattern, it shows that you should go with what makes you happy. Okay. Now, I'm not saying chasing the money because money is great because you got to pay the bills and all of that. But it's showing when you if you get this promotion or if you get this offer, take fear out of the equation. what would you do if you weren't afraid? And then I have a feeling you may take something that may create definitely more time consumption for you. But I also show that you can, that's the balance card, the Sagittarius card. You can do this if you are organized, if you have priorities set. I can see you doing this, but it's going to be a different mindset for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. And it's interesting because last reading that you gave me, you mentioned patience and balance. It's funny that it came up. And it's such a huge thing for me, like patience. Really have to focus on it. And also promotion. I actually got a promotion the day before that reading. And the pending opportunity doesn't necessarily give me more money, but it's a better opportunity for my skills. So,
would that make you happy or not?
It makes me excited because I didn't, it came to me. I didn't go looking for it.
Right. So, and that's, that happens a lot when we quit controlling things, when we can just sit back and let life flow. It's amazing what miracles pop in just out of the blue. But yeah, if you, you know, as things keep coming in with work, all the changes, just keep asking yourself, is this for my highest good? You know, ask spirit for guidance and then take your fear out of the equation. Does this make me happy? And then go for it if it does.
Alternative for the front range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
Hey, Nick, what's your question for Marla?
Well, I have I've called in before and got my spirit animal. And now I just wanted to give a call and see what Marla thought about, you know, where I'm going to be in the next year, how my relationship is, just kind of a general.
A cold reading. Okay. All right, Nick, let's look at that. Well, I see that you are working yourself out of a rut or a pattern that has not been very advantageous for you. I'm also pulling the Virgo card. Are you Virgo, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Oh, congratulations. Okay. So working yourself out of a place that is going nowhere is what you're doing. I do show progress coming, that you are very determined to clear your path, to get obstacles, old behaviors, outdated things out of the way. I'm curious, what is your, are you an August Virgo or September Virgo?
September.
Okay. 9 what?
9/11.
Okay. So you are in a two personal year. So this is your year of relationships that you've been working on. And let's see what else I get. I show change in behaviors. This is just, it looks really good. I think your biggest obstacle this coming year is to stay out of fear and worry and all the what ifs. Most Virgos, it's easy to imagine that you know, our middle name could be the worrier, because we do worry about everything. And so if you can take worry out of every little thing that you do and just trust spirit, go with the flow, try not to control, let things happen the way they're supposed to. I show a lot of progress and growth for you. I show success. Finances could improve. But the biggest thing, too, is I pull both meditation cards or quiet cards. So I don't know if you get enough time to yourself, or do you get too much time to yourself?
Not nearly enough.
Okay. That would help you with your growth. If you can somehow find a way to, if you're a family man, tell your family that, you know, I just need some time to regroup each day after I get off work, or I just need to go have a Saturday to myself, or, you know, it's okay if you explain it, that this is how you re-energize. Virgos re-energize, most of us, through silence, through quiet time. Other people re-energize through social activities. Everybody's different. But for you, you re-energize, you get your strength back through silence and quiet time. So if you explain that to your loved ones, that you'll come back happier, calmer, more peaceful, they'll probably gladly give you that space. So, and then you need to not feel guilty about asking for it. Do you understand?
I do.
But I do pull Wheel of Fortune, success. I pull a lot of really good cards. I even think you could be up for a promotion or a raise. It looks really, really good this year, but you really, really need that alone time. Okay?
Okay, I'll focus on that.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks. It's 94.3 The X, Front Range Alternative. 94.3 The X on Facebook got a message from Jessica. She's wondering about a relationship. She's been having some doubts about the guy, but she says he's really nice and she believes he deserves a chance. His name is Steven. She is a Scorpio. She says that he has a March birthday. She believes it's the 23rd of March,
which would make him an Aries.
Yeah.
Okay. So she just wanted to know where it's headed, or she's just questioning the relationship in general.
Yeah.
Well, there's her fear. I'm pulling the fear card. Hangman. Hangman is wait and see. Don't rush into anything. I get to fork in the road. You know, even if you hadn't said all that, I would have said, wow, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of struggle. She's afraid of love. She's afraid to give her heart to him in love. She's afraid of what could happen. Perhaps last time she was in love, there was drama and pain. But I am pulling, just take it slow. It is, let me just look at the two of you on a teeter-totter, Stephen and Jessica. She said she was a Scorpio?
Yes.
Okay. So sometimes Scorpios have a hard time letting go of the past. Mm-hmm. And so you need to forgive those in your past who didn't honor you or who didn't respect you or love you the way you wanted to be loved. You need to let that go. And then look at this new relationship with a clean heart, clear eyes. It's as if you just, one of the things that works, at least for me, if you just imagine you just got plopped on Earth today. This is your first day on Earth and you're with this person, and look at them without a past. Just look at them and who they are and what they represent, their character, their values, and just see if there's a connection. And if there isn't, if you don't have any of this fear and anger and remorse and guilt and all this stuff from your past in your heart, then it makes it easier to kind of look and say, you know, great guy, but we don't have the same values. Or great guy, but I'm going to go this direction because our interests are different. But I'm not saying that it's not going to last. I'm just saying you need to look more at yourself. This is more about you than it is about him. And what your feelings are, what your values are. And there's a lot of fear in there. If you get your fear out, you'll have your answer as to whether or not you should stick this out or let it go.
Hmm. All right. That was for Jessica on Facebook, 94.3 The X. We've run out of time, but before you leave, Marla, do you have workshops coming up? And how can people get in touch with you for maybe a private reading and go more in depth with questions that they have?
I have a beginner's Reiki level 1 on Saturday, November 5th. Okay. This is energy work. It helps whether you want to use it or not. Learning Reiki increases your psychic abilities, or intuition, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. It helps you be more aware of you, your patterns. It just helps you grow spiritually. In addition, you could also use it on yourself to keep yourself from getting sick. You can use it on your pets, your plants. It's just a really fun little thing to learn for yourself, level 1. And then to get hold of me for a private session, my number is 970-223-3457. My website is marlamitchell.com.
Awesome. We'll see you again next week, Marla.
I'll be here.
Bye.
That moment when you remember there's a station that plays the kind of music that makes you feel good.
Okay. Now I get you. That's cool.
94.3 The X. Front Range Alternative.